ten, 12.
Okay.
And then I'm just guessing.
You would talk about a shock of corn, though. That's what you call that thing. It's out in the field, stand.
Let me see. You say the shock of corn. Is that what you say?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, see, what I'm thinking about is, see, last when they cut them, I think the machine tied the way they come, the machine tied the bundles, and then they picked these bundles up. They'd be, the bundles would be about that big round.
Mm-hmm.
And then they set them all up so the corn should dry.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, they used to do something to the oats. They'd hire a group of men to come in
and haul it all in from the farm ground.
Mm-hmm. You say thrash?
To the building.
And thrash, yeah.
And then they thrash it.
Thrash it at the building.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor farm wife that time had to cook for...
all those men.
So what they used to say, there's an expression, well, they had some, you ever have a family reunion and say, looks like you cooked for what?
Cook for a dozen men.
Or thrash, yeah. Is there a special kind of machine they used in this when they thrashed the wheat? They call it a. They ever call it a thrashing machine or?
Oh yeah, well yeah, that's a thrashing machine. That's where the oats goes through. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. And when they're done, you might say the oats. They can say to each other, "Are the oats?" Somebody says, "The oats thrashed," and you say, "Yes, the oats."
Runs into a bag.
Are the oats
and carried away?
Okay. You give somebody a lift in your car, you stop and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, but this is..." You want the guy, you want the fellow to get out because you're home. "I'm sorry, but this is far..."
As far as I go.
Okay. And if you, went someplace, you live with somebody here, Mr. Thibault? You live by yourself? Or?
No, I have a family upstairs.
Uh-huh. And suppose you'd get home and so they'd ask you, they want to know, you went to a party, let's say, you came home and these people want to know the names of the people who were at the party. They might ask you, "Well, who?" What would they say? They just want to know the names of the people at the party. They'd say, "Well, who?"
Who are the people?
Who were there? Who was there? And they want to know everything that was said. They might say, "Well, what?"
What did they talk about? Is that it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. In other words, you wouldn't say who all was there and what all did they say. You wouldn't say that. Or would you? Who all was there? What all did they say? Probably not.
They say, I don't think.
Okay. Now, what kind of homemade breads do you make, did you used to make?
Oh, I made white bread.
Is that made out of wheat?
Whole wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes add some oatmeal in the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some mixed little whole wheat with it.
What would you call that bread then?
That would be the whole wheat bread.
Whole wheat bread, but that's different than white bread.
Yeah.
The white bread is, you might call wheat bread?
Yeah.
But not whole wheat bread.
Uh-huh.
Any other
the
kind?
Whole wheat bread is dark, see?
Uh-huh. And wheat bread is white.
White.
Okay. You make any other kinds of bread out of flour?
Make grape nut bread.
Biscuits?
Yeah.